You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my next guest is Jordan Nigro from the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Hi, welcome back.
Hi, Shelley. Thank you.
Every once in a while, we have you over from across the parking lot.
And, yes, it's a far walk.
and you give us some updates on what's happening. And I know, you know, the school year is closing out and summer is ramping up, and you guys are always super busy in the summer. So
yeah, we have lots going on. So we, our Youth Employment and Parks program will get started here about a week after school gets out, or a couple weeks after school gets out. We are just in the process of doing all the hiring for. So we have about 10 youth who will work in the parks and on the trails over the course of the summer for 9 weeks. And they do really great, meaningful work. And if you're out there and you see a bunch of Youth Employment and Park kids on the trails, please make sure to thank them and say hello. They love that. They get super excited when the public notices the work they're doing. So that's always fun.
I always see them.
Yeah, you will see them a lot too. Every year so far, we have started the year clearing the Flume Trail. So this will be the first year we haven't done that because the Flume Trail is closed.
Yes.
But the Flume Trail is also generally a great spot where we see lots of folks. So I'm not sure what the first project this year is going to be, but they're making the list of projects, and we're excited to have another fun summer of YEP. And then our summer camps kick off the week after school gets out. So
what's the date on that?
The date of our first camp starts May 28th. That's a Tuesday. And that camp is full days, Monday through Friday. And then we have camps for the next 10 weeks after that. So we have summer camps going on. We have Youth Employment and Parks going on. Our summer soccer season is starting up. And this year we're doing a new thing with soccer, with outdoor soccer. And registration is open right now, where we are having girls and boys leagues. So that was kind of a request we got from the community, that some folks wanted to separate the league so that the girls could play themselves. So we're working on that. So if you are one of the folks that's always kind of hoped that there was a team just for girls, we've got you this year. So sign up, spread the word. We're excited about that. And the other thing that we have going on that has been going on since the first of the year here is we have been partnering with the Juno Community Foundation to increase our scholarship funds. So we have, they gave us a grant for $10,000 to support youth scholarships, and the Friends of Zach Gordon matched that with $5,000. And so we've been able to increase what youth can get for scholarships for any activities up to $300, and it used to be up to $100. It's still up to $100 for team sports, but for any other activity, summer camps, things like that, youth who qualify for free or reduced lunch can get up to $300, which is great. And we have...
What do they use that money for?
So they can use it for any sort of summer camps. They can use it for, we had kids use it for field trips up to Eagle Crest this last school year. We had a class going up there, and the teacher called us and said, I have a few students that whose families can't afford to have them go, and they weren't going to go without this. So we were able to scholarship those kids. So that's great. Like, we can use it really for any sort of, you know, healthy activity for a kid to participate in. And this year, so far, a great portion of those funds have gone to camps. So, which is awesome, because before, the scholarship funds weren't so much going to camps. They were more going to sports and stuff, which is great, and that will continue. But now we've been able to add this, because a lot of the camps cost more than $100. So for some families, $100 scholarship was just not enough to help get their kids into camp. So this has been really successful, and we're super excited about it. We were just kind of looking over how it's been going, and we have spent $9,000 of those dollars so far.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And a lot of what you do is so free and accessible to yes. our
so
students.
So the center
our
itself,
kids.
Yes.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
But of course, like not much yeah. is free. So,
right.
I mean, not in this world.
In the whole world. Yes. Yes. So this is for this. We these scholarships can go towards not just our camps, but any camps in the community.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's the idea is that and we're managing that.
And what kind of stuff do you guys do in your camps? Like what's the schedule? What are the activities?
Well, I didn't bring the schedule of camps with me because they're all full, so I'm not really. I can tell you about them, but
there's no more openings.
We are pretty much filled up. But our camps in general, we do a lot of. We spend all of the time pretty much outside, and so we do arts around town. So some of the arts activities happen outside. We might go to the museum and get inspired Ooh. And then go out and paint and do things like that. We do a lot of hiking camps. We do this year for the first time, we're doing a camp for 5 and 6 year olds because that was another thing the community really wanted. And that camp has filled up at this point. So that camp will be primarily based out of the center and we won't drive anywhere with the 5 and 6 year olds. But we'll do some little adventures from the center, probably go over to Cope Park and do some things in the backyard, maybe go over to the museum. And so that will be fun and interesting to see how it goes. I can't wait to see how it goes. Yeah.
And then the last thing I want to ask you about is your garden. Is that getting all ready
yeah,
to go?
Yeah, our garden is getting all ready to go. Thank you for remembering to ask about that. We actually, yesterday, they were just out there prepping, and we're doing this year with our BAM program, which is our after-school program in the middle schools. Mm-hmm. So this year, one of the BAM activities at Zantakahini Middle School is a garden club, and so that group is prepping did all the starts and is tending all the starts for the garden, and they will plant them at Zach Gordon, and then we'll take care of them over the summer. So that's exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
You'll be able to eat out of it all
yeah,
year round.
Yeah.
Or all summer long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Till the big harvest festival.
Right.
Jordan Niger, thanks so much for giving us all those updates. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just remember the center is open all summer long. We open at 11 o'clock and we close at 9 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And we close at 10 o'clock Friday night. And Saturdays we're open 3 to 10. So, it's free, it's fun, and come on by.
Yeah. And great information on your Facebook page, too. You guys
oh,
always
yeah.
keep that
I'll
up to date.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Facebook. We try to put stuff on there.
Yeah. It's always a good place to check. Well, thanks for being here, Jordan.
Yeah. Thanks, Shelley.